Hundreds of Boulderites tubed down Boulder Creek this morning for the 14th annual Tube to Work Day. Some dressed in business suits, others in hot dog costumes, gathered at Eben G. Fine Park with tubes under their arms just after 7 a.m. This comes days after police pulled another woman out of Boulder Creek Wednesday. We have KGNU reporters Jackie Sedley, Jimmy Searfoss, and Kira Zizzo talking to the event's unfazed tubers this morning. How are you guys doing? Can you hear us?
We can hear you just loud and clear.
Oh, fantastic. Jimmy, you were the first one on the scene. What does it look like all around you at this event?
Well, right now they're actually getting ready to go in. They're having kind of like an Independence Day-like speech to kind of prepare them to go into the water here. There's packed people up in this park. There's people in suits. There's people in Barbie attire. It's kind of a crazy scene down here.
Now, Jimmy, I heard you guys have been talking to some event goers on the scene. What do they have to say about the event? Are any of them with you?
Yeah, I'm actually here with two people. What were y'all names?
My name is Chris.
My name is Kangmin Kim.
And this is their first year or second year?
Second year
doing it. What brought y'all out here this year doing it another time?
So we all work together at Cordon, and this is kind of like a work-sponsored event for us. So it's just a good excuse to not go to work for a little bit and have fun going down a river, I suppose.
What are kind of the vibes like for you guys this year and last year?
This year, I think we are quite excited because of high water, and I think it's a more exciting moment for all of us. Some of us kind of flipped right away last year, and this year you might see more carnage, so it'll be fun.
So you said you're going to work, and what I'm seeing is not traditional work attire. You're in, tell me about you, what you're wearing right now.
I'm wearing a onesie, full cow suit. I'm going to have a helmet on and, you know, hood on with the cow face. So that's what I'm wearing.
So are the helmets required? Is that something that's required? What's required for you to go down this river today?
So in order to go down the river at this event, you have to have closed-toed shoes, a life jacket, and a helmet. And really, it's super important because, like, last year I hit my head three or four different times, and without the helmet, that would have been bad. So definitely a requirement, definitely a good choice.
Gotcha. Jack, it's just kind of a crazy event down here. They're getting ready to get started here in just a few minutes. For y'all, what kind of tubes are y'all on today? You're seeing a lot of different kinds of tubes. What was kind of the craziest one you've seen?
There's a T-Rex over there. I think they're actually doing the awards right now. Maybe like a squid. There's a flamingo. Last year, they had this really big unicorn. But yeah, we're all just using like simple rented ones because we're not special.
But the HR team did it for us. So thank you, HR team.
I will say I did also see a Barbie tube that had a Barbie dream car on top of it. I don't know if that's sponsored by the new movie coming out, but it's been kind of a hectic event down here as they get ready to go on in.
Hey, Jimmy, where are they working? HR department paid for them to come to this event. Where are they working?
Where y'all work?
We work in Cordon Pharma. We're on 55th Street. We're not going down to 55th Street, but that's where we work.
What's that commute like? Are you going off the river?
We park at work. We bike to like Arapahoe and 28, and then we walk up here to back down, bike back to work. So it's nice because you kind of dry off on the bike ride back to work.
You kind of got it like a triathlon to go to
day, you know, three sports day.
It is Boulder. Yeah. It's Boulder, Colorado. And we're all about, you know, exercise, being outside. What's the turnout like this year compared to last year?
It does seem to be probably about half as many people looking back. Because last year it was full all the way from where they're presenting to the ambulance cars in the back. So probably about half the people. I don't know if that's because of the high water or not, but.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, please. No worries. We just wanted to get a little bit of input from Jackie. Jackie is our new climate and environment reporter for KGNU and Report for America. And Jackie, we've been hearing a lot of news that about the creek, and it hasn't all been good. Do you think you could tell us just a little bit more with all of this event going on?
Yes, absolutely. So creek levels have been very high lately, leading to some recent unfortunate fatalities and some warnings about going into the creek. I'm here with Brooke Benson, and this is not her first tubing rodeo. Brooke, I wanted to ask you, having been here before, is there any air of anxiety or any conversations happening around the creek levels?
Oh, yeah. I am very scared that I'm going to die today. We were walking up and the rapids looked higher than last year. There are definitely fewer people because I think I've heard people are scared to do it this year. So
do you think that the number of people here being lower can be attributed to the creek levels?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that they're a class 3 rapids. So I think some people are very scared to do it this year.
Are you feeling, were you doubting coming today because of that at all?
I mean, no. We're going to fall in. It's going to be fine, but we're going to fall in more than last year.
Well, I'm glad you have your safety gear. Happy to see that for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass. Yes.
What are their safety precautions, Jackie? We're curious. What are they taking to save themselves from the class 3 rapid?
It's a lot of helmets, a lot of life jackets, clothing that varies in heaviness depending on being wet, but it seems like there's a lot of safety personnel on site in case somebody does need urgent assistance.
All right. Yeah. Now we're going to get right back into our next piece, but thank you guys so much for joining us because that's all the time we have. That's been Jimmy, Kira, and Jackie. Stay dry out there, guys.
We will. Thank you, Jack.
All right.